You wake up. She opens your eyes. The Heidi Harris Show on AM 670 KMZQ.
Good morning. I'd like to know who's running the legislature. A bunch of Nazis, I'll tell you that. Democrats are in charge. They gave Annie Black a hard time because she refused to wear her mask on the assembly floor. Can't blame her. She joins us live on the KMZQ live line. Good morning, Annie. How are you?
I'm fired up. How are you?
I can't believe this nonsense. First of all, tell me what happened, and then we'll talk about whether or not they can legally do this. What happened?
The legislature finally dropped their requirements for masks and occupancy for the legislature down to CDC guidelines, which is basically, you know, no social distancing, no requirements for how many people in the building, all that stuff. Based on a lot of pressure that I'd been putting on them. And then yesterday, I went to the building without a mask on because you were no longer required to wear a mask. And, got down to the floor. Well, went down to the floor to do the daily votes and all that stuff, and was told that I wasn't allowed to go on the floor unless I put on a mask.
Unbelievable.
I said, okay, why?
Right.
And the sergeant-at-arms said that was what we were told to tell you by the speaker. And I said, well, if the speaker wants to tell me that, he can come tell me that himself. And I went to my desk. And the next thing I know, 1:17 in the afternoon, the meeting starts. Teresa Benitez-Thompson makes a point of order to basically strip me of my rights to vote and my right to speak on the floor. So basically, I'm not able to represent my constituents. And oddly enough, at the same time, I was getting an email from Brenda Urdos at the Legislative Council Bureau explaining that I was able to do the meetings from my office virtually, which they had never told me, although they had told Assemblywoman Dickman that. And so they make this motion to strip my vote. And they gave me no chance to defend myself, no chance to respond, no discussion was had. They never even asked me if I had been vaccinated. They just assumed that I wasn't and denied my constituents the right to have representation.
Unbelievable. We're speaking with Assemblywoman Annie Black from Mesquite, who's a real firecracker. God bless her for standing up. So now when they stripped you of the ability to vote, is that everything that they're going to vote on between now and the end of the session? Or is it just one number or one?
Yeah. So I'm not allowed to vote or speak on the floor on any business. And I'm also not allowed to vote or speak in committee meetings for the rest of the session until I apologize. And the apology has to be adequate for the body. So I don't even know what that means, but they have to accept it. So it's not just apologize and then you're reinstated. They have to accept the apology. So I'm not sure what that means, but it's not going to happen.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me back up. I'm getting lost here. We're speaking with Annie Black. She, of course, Assemblywoman from Mesquite. They want you to apologize before they restore your right to represent your district? Am I getting that clear?
Correct. So I have to go on the floor and apologize to their satisfaction.
Well, you know, we all know that's not ever going to happen. Unbelievable. So tell me, can they do this legally? What are the legal ramifications?
We have attorneys looking at all that right now. I mean, this just happened late yesterday afternoon, so it's kind of been a whirlwind. But, I mean, I find it very hard to believe that other legislators can vote to take away representation of thousands of people in Assembly District 19. I just don't believe that that's within their rights.
Right, especially because they could strip that from you until the end of the session, in which case who knows how many votes will have been voted on between now and then. And as you mentioned, that takes it away from you. It's unbelievable to me. These people are, I mean, they're acting like little dictators. It's stunning.
Yeah, they're out of control. I'm actually really surprised that they decided to go that route, especially with no discussion, it's insane that they would do this based on never even asking me if I was vaccinated. And furthermore, the really, really frustrating part is they've been violating their own rules for 3 months. For 3 months, Susan Furlong, the chief clerk of the assembly, was on the assembly floor maskless every single day, every day. And they never did anything to anybody regarding masks until I brought it up. And you can, there's video, we have clips of the speaker and the majority leader on the floor, not social distancing. So clearly the rules don't apply to them like they apply to me.
Unbelievable. Now, is she the one who reads the bills, all the bills?
Yep, she's the lady that'll be at the front on video every single day reading all the bills. Yeah. So that we can vote on them.
It's unbelievable to me. I'm stunned that this has even happened, and these little monsters. And then, once again, we're speaking with Annie Black, Assemblywoman from Mesquite, who was basically stripped of her ability to defend or to represent her district yesterday. Speaker Frierson, as you mentioned, you wrote this out in the newsletter. By the way, get Annie's newsletter. You can go to her website and get the newsletter, which she sends out, which are excellent. Speaker Frierson said, Assembly Standing Rule 150 requires a member to comply with the guidance of all the CDC. Once again, they didn't even ask you about your vaccine status. It's another damn business anyway.
Exactly. I mean, I don't even know what to say about it. How can you be judge, jury, and executioner of somebody without even asking them the question, just assuming that they're not vaccinated? And how did all those people, all the other legislators in that assembly that voted to censure me, the question was, do you believe that Annie Black violated Rule 150? None of them ever asked me if I was violating the rule, or if I was vaccinated, which I would say it's none of your business anyways, but they never did ask me, and they voted that I violated that rule. How do they know that?
Yeah, it's pretty stunning. I mean, these people. Now, here's the thing. If it's determined that what they did to you was illegal, what's your redress? I mean, what can you do if votes are taken away from you? I know the Democrats in the majority, I get all of that. But still, if you're taken away as, you're stripped of your ability to represent your district, what can you do if they determine after the legislative session, which potentially could happen, that they didn't have the right to do this? What happens then?
Well, for them, it basically means that all the votes that were taken after I was censured are potentially nullified and would have to be redone.
Wouldn't that be fun? I'd love to see that. I would love to see these little jerks. And, you have been speaking about this since day one. You have been out front talking about the fact that they have used COVID as an excuse to keep the public out of there and to limit who can see what they're really up to. And that's part of what's gotten them upset with you.
Right. And they're, I'm basically being a thorn in their side. I can see why they want to shut me down, but I don't know why they haven't learned yet that they keep coming after me and we always win. So the people are behind us and we're doing what people want us to do. And, you can't lose if you're doing that.
Yeah, absolutely not. Well, do you have any idea when you'll hear something from a legal perspective about what you can do going forward?
We're working feverishly on that today. I don't want to miss any more days than I have to voting. I mean, I would be there right now if I could be. And that's really the frustrating part for me. I came here to represent my people and my district, and they're stopping me from doing that. So the sooner that I can get back in there, the better. I mean, that's the goal. So the sooner we can get an answer on the lawsuit, the better.
Yeah, God bless you. Well, listen, I know you got to run and you've got a lot going on, and I appreciate you taking the time this morning. I really just wanted to hear directly from you what happened yesterday on the floor of the legislature.